expectation. Are we moving on to an app that you can download, especially if you feel a spur of the moment, if you have that spur of the moment feeling where you just want to try out a new restaurant or you're just not in the mood to, you know, exhibit your culinary prowess. So, you know, there are those nights when you are nowhere near close to unleashing your inner Jamie Oliver or maybe your inner Gordon Ramsay, you know, whichever one you identify with. And it's in those moments you don't even have the inspiration or the energy just to whip up a meal, let alone chop up an onion. And then you arrive upon a decision to enjoy a sumptuous meal at one of your favorite restaurants, but then you realize you forgot to make the booking, and this should have happened 2 days ago. And you know, with restaurants, especially the most popular ones, requiring you to book 48 hours prior to you frequenting their establishment, then you're left with limited options. Then that's what happens, and you may just have to settle for less or just above average takeaways. And then, you know, that may not even be the case. Maybe you just are struck with this impulsive decision that you want to try a new eatery or just have drinks with a few friends. And, you know, if only there was an app, you know, that could effortlessly allow you to make a spontaneous and successful booking at your favorite or maybe even yet to be tried dining spot. And this is where FeastFox comes in. And this remarkable app allows you to successfully make any last minute bookings at your establishment of choice. And this is without any hassle or waiting. And it ensures that you will get your table and a tasty meal to boot. And this is actually a first of its kind in South Africa, quite revolutionary indeed. And now to tell us more about the app is co-founder Stuart Merlis. He now joins us on the line. Good morning to you, Stuart. Thank you for joining us on Cape Talk.
Morning, Paul. Thanks so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. I'm really excited about the app. I mean, I've seen this in passing, and from what I've read, FeastFox has been quite successful since it launched in July, and it just seemed like Cape Town was the natural choice for the startup as well.
Yeah, I think we basically built the app for the way that Cape Townians eat out. So I think we're people that don't make plans a long time ahead.
Yeah.
We basically decide on the spur of the moment where we want to go, what we feel like. And there wasn't really anything which sort of helped out with that. So we built FeastFox for the Cape Townian eating out way. So you're in that moment, you decide, sure, I feel like going out now. It shows you what's around you. You can also get really great specials from the restaurants, and you tap a button, and when you arrive at the restaurant, you've got a table waiting for you.
And I think that's just brilliant. The fact that it works so efficiently and so smoothly without any hassles. I mean, I've been on Instagram and also Facebook, and I've seen nothing but rave reviews about the app, and that inspired me to just to download it. And you know, now putting myself in the shoes of any eatery or restaurant owner who's actually listening right now, I'd love to ask you, could you please just you know, explain or just unpack the benefits for establishments who actually wish to partner up with FeastFox?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're really keen to get more restaurants on board. We just hit just under 90 restaurants, so we're sitting on about 89 restaurants on board. And we've got a really diverse range of places, right from your sort of everyday eateries right up to great fine dining spots. But there's a lot of benefits to the restaurant. It basically allows them to show people in their vicinity that are in that moment of wanting to go eat out that they've got an available table. We also use really great professional photographs. So it's a great way for them to showcase their venue, to showcase their food. And it basically drives in traffic at times where they're looking to bring customers in.
And that's a brilliant thing. When you're actually describing the app, I mean, there's just so many benefits available. It's just about getting the word and the business out there with FeastFox and having that attached to it. It brings them more publicity. And just from using the app, I just love the interface. And just for those listeners who just want a bit of a reminder, how does it, or maybe they're just new to the app, how does it actually work?
Sure. So it's you download the app and you register, which takes you a minute or two, and you come into either a map view, which shows you basically spots that are very close to you, So if you're looking for something really close and convenient that you can walk to, or you can quickly jump in an Uber and get to right now, it shows you by location, or you can go onto a list view where you can sort by a number of different options, and that shows you a bit longer list of different places. And when you've decided, you know, either it's a spot that you know, or it's some new place that you discover, you see some beautiful pictures, you read about the place, and you think, sure, that's interesting. You decide on the number of people in your party, and you tap one more button, and basically you've got a table locked in. And on the restaurant side, they get notified that you're coming in. When you arrive there, they know your name, they greet you by your name, and they've got a table waiting for you. And possibly, you know, one of the restaurants that you picked has a great special going at that point, often which is exclusive to the FeastBots app. So you get some kind of amazing special along with your booking.
Jeez, it seems like it's as you are describing just with how the app works and unpacking that, it's, and you know, for everyone involved, it just seems like such a win-win situation. It's about having the ultimate experience with your app and just having the smooth experience, and then on top of that, it's about receiving receiving great service and having a wonderful experience. And if you tie that all together, that just makes for a wonderful feasting experience. So this app is definitely so helpful. So I'm definitely going to be using it in future. But I know it must have taken quite a lot of time just in regards to putting all of the, well, you know, combining all of the details together, because I love how you've taken everything into consideration when it came to creating the app. But what challenges did you face in the whole process?
Sure. So there were a number of challenges. You know, we've been working on it for a bit over a year. A lot of that was sort of more at a conceptual stage. So we had a broad idea in our minds of what we wanted to do, but we started just with an idea. And then a lot of it sort of came down to sort of bouncing the idea off restaurants in Cape Town, doing consumer surveys, seeing if this was something that people would be open to. So both on the restaurant side and on the customer side. So there'd been a lot of challenges at the beginning. It was really difficult to get restaurants on board, because you know, each restaurant you'd chat to would ask you who else was on board, and when you've only got one or two signed up, it's a difficult question to answer.
Oh, true.
But we luckily overcame that, and we finally got to a point now where we're actually getting restaurants coming to us and saying, you know, we're seeing all the great publicity you're getting, we're hearing about what's going on, we actually want to be on board. So I think that was a really big challenge, and it was a great one to have gotten past.
Now, I definitely say, I mean, I think it's such a pivotal moment when it comes to your business or with an app like this, because there is an abundance of apps, and making your one stand out in particular and having it offer a unique service. Now, when you've got your eatery restaurant owners approaching you, now that kind of affirms that this is a successful app, and it also just shows that, you know, FeastFox is definitely the app to download especially for a consumer who's willing to try new places. It inspires confidence all around.
Yeah, I think even if you know restaurants well in Cape Town, but if you're new to Cape Town, you don't know too many places, it's a great way to discover great spots, often places that are nearby you, but that you wouldn't even know that are a great little hidden gem that's tucked away down some side street. Or it's just places that you haven't been to a while and you don't realize they're actually running this amazing special through FeastBots. So, yeah, I think for a lot of different people, there's a lot to be gained from downloading FeastBots. And the best part is, if you're a customer, it's absolutely free, so you don't pay anything.
You see, I think that was the one question that's been crossing everybody's minds is, okay, so what is the catch? But as long as you mention the word free, I think they're hooked from the beginning. So that works. I'm chatting to Stuart Merlis, and this is actually Cape Talk. It's 43 minutes past 2, and we are talking about FeastFox. This is quite a revolutionary app where you are able to make a spontaneous booking at your favorite eatery, or maybe one that you just love to try. And also, it allows you to book that table that will be available, and they ensure that through the app, the creators, that you have a smooth process, and on top of that, an exceptional dining experience. Now, just talking more about the app, before we have to wrap up, are there any other features that you plan on adding to the app?
Yeah, so we've got a lot of features in the pipeline. What we're doing is, rather than sort of building out all these features and then finding that they're not exactly what customers are wanting, we're chatting to a lot of our early users and saying, you know, you've used it once, you're obviously enjoying it, what would make it even better? And we're getting some great feedback. There are a lot of sort of simpler functionalities, sort of being able to search for specific restaurants, being able to filter by cuisine, being able to filter by price range, that we're starting to get feedback from people that we're building in, sort of adding in sort of sample menus so that you can get an idea of the type of food and the price range. There are a lot of these features which people are asking for, and then other features which we're getting from some and not from others, and we're sort of looking at when we get enough demand, building in basically any feature that that customers want.
Well, you know what? We will keep on waiting with bated breath. I can't wait to use this app. I'm definitely looking forward to it and just discovering all of the hidden gems. Stuart, I would love to say thank you so much for giving us your time and for just letting us know more about Feast Fox, how we can best use it to our advantage. And yes, I definitely wish Feast Fox all the best. I can't wait to see what else you come up with.
Thanks very much, Mpo.
Yes.
I look forward to getting your feedback when you've done your first booking.
No, I will do definitely. I will definitely let you know, and I bet you it'll definitely be a glowing review. I'll guarantee you that. Thank you, Stuart.
Great.
Have a good day. Thank you.